D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier is saying goodbye to the city after 26 years with MPD, the last nine as chief. And Chief Lanier is good enough to give us a few minutes here before she moves on to head security for the National Football League. Chief, overall, you have to be pretty satisfied with your run here as chief of police.
I'm very satisfied, Bruce. I mean, I've had a wonderful career. I've worked with wonderful people in the greatest city in America. What is there to not be happy about?
Well, there must be things you'd like to have a do-over on, things you wish you'd done differently.
Well, of course there are. But, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like I've had a wonderful career in the greatest city in America, and we are in a very good place here. So, you can't always be perfect, and things aren't always going to go the way you want them to go. But overall, I'm very happy with the way things are, the way I'm leaving the department and the city.
Can you name a thing or two that you'd want to have a do-over on?
That would be a whole nother show.
Well, as popular as you've been around this city with approval ratings, politicians would kill for, did you ever give any thought to going into politics yourself?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just not me, not my personality, not my strength, and, it never crossed my mind.
Police relationships with the citizens they serve are at a low point all across the country right now, but seemingly not quite as bad here in D.C. Why do you think that is, and do you take some of the credit for that?
Well, I have to give the credit to where the credit's due, and that's an effort by every member of the department and the people in the community to work with us and build that trust. That's a two-way street, and I'm very proud of the fact that our officers are very professional and that our community members are really working hard to make our city safer. So hats off to all of them for that.
Still, a lot of those community meetings and citizen forums that you go to at all nights during the week when a lot of us are having dinner or getting into bed have to pay some dividends.
Yeah, you know, I learned to eat dinner at whatever time it is that I get home. And, you know, I never went to a community meeting in the entire time that I've been here that I didn't feel like it was worth my time.
You know, you commented a few weeks ago that the criminal justice system here in D.C. is broken, and you took a lot of heat for that. But what made you say it in the first place, and what would you do to repair it?
You know, I've for many, many years have made complaints about repeat violent offenders. I've been extremely vocal about repeat violent offenders. And all I've asked, and I think that, you know, a lot of people would ask, is let's examine the system start to finish and find out where the problems are. And it just seems like there's this brick wall to making the whole system transparent. And when you have repeat violent offenders that are repeatedly victimizing people on the street, it's heartbreaking for us on the front end of the system because we're there in the aftermath. I mean, the immediate aftermath. We're not reading about it in a case jacket. We're not looking at it in a summary. We're looking at the victims, and it is heart-wrenching. And so for anybody to attack me for saying what I've been saying for 20 years and very vocally for the last 10 years, I don't understand why all of a sudden it's so shocking for me to repeat what I've been saying. There's no reason why people should be allowed to repeatedly commit violent crimes against people in our community. And if we aren't outraged enough for us to take a look at the entire system and find out where the problems are, that's not finger pointing. That's transparency, and that's what the American public wants.
If they said go ahead and make a couple of changes that you'd like to see, what changes would you make?
To the justice system?
Right.
You know, I've said this all along. I can't point my finger to any one thing that is the problem. I think there are probably lots of small things that add up to a big problem. And all of us in the justice system will take a piece of that. Some of it has to do with policing. Some of it has to do with prosecuting. Some of it has to do with, you know, decisions that are made in other places. Some of it's legislation that hasn't been changed in many, many years. So we all have to own this. If we don't all own it, it's not going to get fixed. And so people just have to put their guard down and their personal protections aside and think about what's the right thing to do for the right reasons.
Did you hear from prosecutors or judges after you made these comments just recently?
I did not. I mean, I saw a lot of public comments, but I think everybody that knows me knows that my intention here is not to point fingers or to blame anybody. My intention here is to say that we better get our act together and figure out what's going on, because when you have the high instances of repeat violent offenders victimizing people, we have to answer to the public, and we're not answering now.
From a policing standpoint, whether it's heroin overdoses or opioid abuse or synthetic marijuana, certain types of crises crop up from time to time. What will it take going forward to keep these things in check, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's got to set their ego aside. I think everybody's got to set their own personal interests aside. And we've got to, when there's problems, you've got to take a critical look and figure out where they are. And if everybody in the whole team is not willing to do that, you're not going to ever fix the problems.
Is there a single case that hasn't been resolved that is going to stay with you?
Oh, there's lots of them, Bruce. I mean, I'm very proud of the work that our detectives and officers have done to bring closure to so many families, but there are so many that, Shaquita Bell, even though we were able to finally close that case, we were never able to find her body for her mom. Melissa Rudd. I could go on and on. There are lots.
Do you have other frustrations as chief that were never resolved?
You know, frustrations seem to get a lot of attention. I probably ought to stay away from that. I'm still frustrated that they don't make a good police uniform for women.
Can you foresee any problems that you think will be getting worse going forward in the years to come?
You know, when I said I was revamping our drug enforcement units to deal with an emerging and different problem with the drug market out here, synthetic drugs of all kinds, synthetic marijuana, opioids, the fentanyl, I mean, these are going to be a huge problem for us in the future. And all the problems that go along with drug markets like that, regardless of what the form is, I think that's going to be a challenge for us in the future, because when you look at the violence associated and the lost lives, that's going to be a huge toll.
What do you consider to be your greatest accomplishments here?
Well, I mean, obviously the drop in homicides. I mean, we really put our focus on dropping homicides and reducing the number of, people under the age of 18 that were murder victims on our streets. And we did a fantastic job doing that. And I'm just so proud that we were able to do that. And building community relations and really modernizing the police department with innovative technology. Those were the things I feel most satisfied about.
So as chief here, you've handled some of the biggest events in the world, from inaugurations to state visits to huge, gigantic protests. Is keeping the Super Bowl safe going to be a walk in the park for you?
I wouldn't say walk in the park, Bruce. It's the special event planning, security around special events is very similar in different venues and different nature. But all of them present unique challenges. And, in the Super Bowl, it's a little bit different of a challenge, but I think my experience will go a long way.
As a D.C. resident, not Chief Lanier, but just Kathy Lanier, D.C. resident, what will you miss most about living here in the city?
Oh, gosh. Washington, D.C., to me, feels like a little hometown. It doesn't feel like a big city. And now I'm going to be in a big city, so that's what I'll miss.